Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, and I'm taking the place of Jethro tonight. He's busy or not feeling too good. I wasn't quite sure, but he asked me to take the show with Miss Patty Negri. And that's always a pleasure, because Patty is so cool and so wise and gives such great insight. And before I say anything about what I do, I want to get Patty to say something about herself. So, Patty, how you doing, girl?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for those lovely words, Gary. This is my regular show. Thank you guys all for listening in, joining in, calling in. It really means the world to us that you do. Actually, it's the only reason that we do it, for you guys. Otherwise, if we just talk to ourselves, I do that the rest of the day. Now, I am a psychic and a medium. I live in Hollywood, California. I have a natural born gift. I knew when I was a little kid that those so-called imaginary friends little kids have weren't imaginary at all. They were real beings and entities and spirits I could talk to and communicate with. I am a medium. I had my first seance when I was 7 or 8 years old, and been doing them ever since then in living rooms, boardrooms, television stations, you know, across the world. And life is pretty great. I'm here just to empower people. I'm no great anything or whatever. I am a witch. I'm a good witch. I don't worship the devil. I don't turn people into frogs unless they're really, really bad. No, but I am about empowerment, and I do know magic is everywhere, and it's for us to embrace and to find the joy in life. So that's everything I know about me. You could find me at pattynegri.com, pattynegri.com, or Google me, because then you could get to my Facebook page, my YouTube page, my IMDb page. I've got a bunch of TV shows on this week. I'm still working this month. Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear when my America's Got Talent, my train wreck with Howie Mandel is going to air. Don't have that date yet. But on June 23rd, I'm going to be on a show called Cry Wolf, which is a really fun detective show on Discovery ID. And that's an acting job, because I live in Hollywood, and I've been an actor my whole life as well. It's a really fun role. And then about 4 or 5 days later, on the 26th or 28th, I'm doing Hollywood Hillbillies, where as playing myself, I'm a psychic. I'm reading Mema, the big grandmother of the Hollywood Hillbillies family, at Adrian Maloof's house from Beverly Hills Housewife. So, and then a couple others I'm just waiting for dates on. So watch TV this month. But anyway, that's about me. Why don't we tell them a little bit about you,
well,
Gary?
They like you, Patty. They love you. Listen to that,
I love special effects.
Yeah, I know. Life is special effects, and certainly use them in Hollywood. Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, as you know, my dear. A little bit about myself. First of all, I want to say we do have a lot of callers tonight. So usually Patty and I give the first couple callers, we give a little bit of both of our talents to the first, but we have a lot of people. We're going to try and get to you all, so be patient with us and stay tuned. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, as I said, and I started realizing how important psychic ability is when I was questioning religion and life and so forth as a teenager. And during college, people turned me on to psychics and Edgar Cayce and Madame Blavatsky and so forth. And told me I had a lot of natural ability that's in my chart. And I started giving readings in the early 70s. In 1977, I had the most incredible experience one could have, a near-death experience, and it really, to this day, still blows my mind. There's a book I wrote about it. You'd find it very interesting, called A Second in Eternity. A Second in Eternity, and it's on Kindle and Amazon. In 1980, I met a lady who did readings using stones, a method called lithomancy, and she taught me her method, and it became my main method. And real quickly, I'll explain how this works, because we'll be doing some lithomancy readings for you folks. I use 16 stones. 10 are planet stones: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 are personal stones: love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. When I do it in person, someone drops the stones. When I do it over the phone, as I will be doing this evening, you just have to say drop. And I drop the stones for you. I read them like a clock over a 12-week period. And, of course, neither Patty nor I can go into much depth in a short reading. So if you really want to find out a lot more about what we do, or about yourself, or about your situation, be sure and get a hold of Patty or I. You can find us both on Psychics Gone Wild and on Patty's website, as she mentioned. You can find about me by going – the best way to find me is going to lithomancy.com. That's L-I-T-H-O. MANCY.com. You can certainly Google Gary Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R, and you will find me. I wrote a book called The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, which is quite detailed about how to give stone readings. And that's, as far as I know, the only comprehensive book on how to read stones. So those of y'all that would like to use or learn this fantastic psychic art, check out Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. Well, we do have a lot of callers, so Patty, I'm going to let you start the show with area code 704. Are you with us, 704?
Hi, yes, this is Melissa.
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Hello.
So what can we do for you today? You have a question?
I'm wondering if you see any long-term relationship potentials coming up.
Okay, I love relationship. I do. He's so funny. I saw something and then it flashed away. That's why I was waiting for it to come back. But it didn't come back. But I saw it real fast, and it's somebody with a very gentle spirit, and it's somebody very creative, very intuitive in their own right. And it's going to bring a different layer to relationships than what you're used to or have been used to, and it's going to be very expansive for you. I think they're right around the corner, actually, and your joy level coming in is going to be, you're almost going to want to, I keep hearing, you're going to want to pinch yourself, like, is this real, is this real, is this a dream? It can't be this easy, it's not supposed to be this easy, it's never this easy. Does that sound like you would be something you would say?
Yeah, especially what I've been through in the past.
I know, but
it's the circumstances which I meet this person.
Okay, let me see. I think, I'm again, because of that creative aspect, I think you're going to get out there doing things that you love, that you like, whether it's hobbies or, I mean, of course, every trip to the grocery store, every trip to the dry cleaners could be where they show up. And you've got to have that thought process, you know, every time you lose your house. Leave your house. Now, sometimes, yeah, they'll show up at your doorstep, but not very often. You've got to get out there. But I'm seeing almost something like you taking a class, a workshop, going to a show, seeing a thing, a greeting group at a library, I don't know, something like that, where you're meeting like-minded people. Have you been starting to get out and do things like that or thinking about that?
I do go with a spirituality group every once in a while. We're doing a summer solstice meeting on the 21st.
Okay. That's perfect. So that's, again, that like-minded people. So it could be like that, and maybe even expand that a little as well. And yes, because to get somebody, because again, I saw that intuitive side, that creative or spiritual side, however you want to look at it. So that certainly could be good. So have that heart open when you go. Because I'm seeing it in a little bit of a utilitarian building. What is it? Are you guys doing an outdoor gathering, or is it in a building?
It's outdoors. It's on a horse ranch.
Ooh, how fabulous. Okay, keep your eyes open. It certainly could be a good place to start, and it could be a good place to meet them. But keep your eyes open for other things that might be fun as well.
Okay.
A little opening of opening of a theater, a book signing, get somebody in a book that you're kind of interested in. Because I think that energy you're getting, not that you're hidden away energy, I'm not getting that at all, but that's showing the universe that you're out there. And again, I just heard it again, right around the corner.
So okay.
Go outside,
great.
Walk around your corner. No. But check in back with us, let us know. Because again,
okay.
This beautiful, gentle spirit.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have fun.
God bless you, Melissa. Always have confidence, folks. Always believe, because the more you believe, the better you are at bringing things your way. So, and I always love your readings, Patty. Just love to hear them. We have 469. 469,
hello.
Are you with us?
Hi,
yes.
This is LaShondra.
LaShondra, how can we help? You want a three-month reading?
Yes.
You got a question.
I have a question.
What's that, my dear?
I was calling because I received the invitation for a job fair for teachers for special education. It's by invitation only. That's the only way that you can go to the job fair, and they're doing on-the-spot interviews. And I'm just trying to see, do you see me being offered a position when I go? The job fair is June 15th.
I see, yeah. I dropped some stones for you just to look at this question. And actually what you have right in the center of this is the commitment stone, the luck stone. And in these first couple weeks, you have a lot of things about, a lot of stones that basically represent you having a refreshed sense of imagination, spirituality, balance, direction, that sort of thing. And I do see Saturn, which is the learning stone, coming into play by the third week. So I wouldn't be surprised if you pull this off. And I wanted to suggest one thing to you. When you're looking for something to happen, you know, even if we don't feel like we have any direct control over it, if you throw a tennis ball, you can see where it goes physically. Thoughts, hopes, and expectations are not physical, but they go somewhere. So you meditate on this happening. You just believe it's going to happen. It should happen, and meditate on it. And that's where I feel this spirituality in this first couple of weeks really coming to your aid to help you increase the likelihood and the chances. Nothing is guaranteed and written stone other than the fact that we will go to the other side. We will die. But between here and now, we have a lot of flexibility. And I feel part of what you're going through on this is to help you cure your own doubts and fears about your ability, your timing, and that sort of thing. So get ahead of the curve, believe it's happening, and I feel like it's lining up pretty well for you, but add this extra salt and pepper you can from your own psyche. Believe it will happen. Meditate on it, and don't struggle and meditate. Don't make it difficult. Make it a pleasure. Make it light. Make it mystical. Make it fun. Do you understand?
I do.
Because that's really, it feels like that's what you're learning to do in order to build your confidence and to get over your fears. And that's why you're going through this thing with feeling like you can't do anything about it except wait for them. And I'm saying, yes, you can. You can do something about it now by just believing. It really does matter. Does that help you, my dear?
It does.
Good. And change your whole daily routine from hoping it'll happen, wondering it'll happen, to just determining it will happen. And you start sending out these magic vibes that they're going to choose you. Why not? You with me?
I know.
Okay, girl. Patty knows it works.
You.
She's lived a lifetime that way.
Yeah. Allow it to be, hard as we make it.
Absolutely. And I was just looking at your IMDb file, Patty, and you have a lot of credits to your name, and that's not an accident. It's because she believed she could do it and pulled it off. All right.
Whether I could or not.
hey, learn on the spot, you know. I tell people I made a whole career in music and I've got the crummiest voice ever. And it surely wasn't my voice that allowed me to be booked. It was the fact that I just had determination. I was going to make it work, period. So believe. And 954, we believe you are next. 954, are you with us?
I am. Thank you so much. What a great show. Thank you.
I love y'all.
Oh, we love you too. What's your name?
My first name is James.
Hey, James. Thank you for calling.
Thank
so what can we do
me.
For you? You have a question or a specific question?
Sure. Absolutely. I'm just wondering what you're picking up about my romantic relationship of 4 years. We kind of went through a tough 2 weeks, and I'm going to have a conversation with her a little later on this evening, but I'm just wondering what you're picking up in terms of where we stand.
Okay.
Her first initial
Can we get first name or at least initials?
Sure. It's hard to pronounce her first name, so her initial of her first name is L.
L. Okay. All right. Well, what it is, what I'm getting right away is that you're both going kind of next level into your own way of being, not against each other, but you both have been developing on your own. And so maybe some of that rocky stuff that you had was, again, growing pains individually. But I think the way you both are growing, it's actually equal energetically, vibrationally wise. You just have to mold it together like two gloves fitting again or like putting the pieces back in. What you guys just need a little bit more nurturing to work through as we fit it back in together. You both need a little bit more nurturing for yourselves and for each other and find a little bit more balance, something in that thing that you both were doing on your own separate thing somehow. Whether you realize it was your own thing or not, you were going through again, I'm seeing it as growth. We're just going to go there.
Yeah.
You get the balance back because it caused a little bit of a rift, like a battle.
Right,
whether it was
right.
a fighting battle or not, it was because you're going your thing and she's not there where it was supposed to be and you're not there where it was supposed to be. Kind of like they changed the music on in the middle of the dance.
Right.
Does
right.
that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's what I see. So what I see, again, make it fun. Make the figuring it out, getting together, creating what the new and improved relationship is, and look at it as such, a new and improved relationship. Whatever happened, whatever didn't happen, that's just the outside reactions and the outside reaction to things that are going inside. So now come up with a new dance for this new music and make it really fun and a game versus a challenge and hard. And you'll get that balance back.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But don't you feel it? Don't you see it? Have fun with this. And don't turn it into a battle or a war. It's just a new kind of dance.
It's a new kind of dance. I like that.
Yeah, and she will too. She will too. Don't get into faults and blames because truly if you go down to the energetic level way, way, way before that, it's not that. These are just symptomatic of growth on both of you or changes or realizations. So start sharing those with each other and learning what these new colors in the rainbow, what these new textures are in each of you and how that can be really good for each other.
Okay, this is great. Thank you so much. Thank you
very much. Have a beautiful day. Call back in a few weeks. Let us know how it's going. It's going to be great. Have fun with it.
And I always love being on the show with you because while you're giving a reading, I'm looking at cards, and it confirms everything you're saying, Patty. So that's why I love your magic.
Oh,
I just really do.
Yay.
And I love the things you say because it really is attitude. It's joy. Be happy. Believe, you know, make things not heavy and difficult, but just flowing, like you said. I can't remember your words. They were very colorful, but perfect advice. Perfect advice.
Yay.
704, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking with?
Lenora.
Lenora, how are you doing tonight, girl?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Oh, we're great. Aren't we? Aren't we great, Patty?
We are so great, we can hardly stand ourselves.
The other options are no fun. So
no.
That's right.
Can I give you a 3-month reading? You have a specific question, my dear.
I actually had a specific question. I was wondering about if you saw any witches in my past life or anything like that, or give me some insight on my past life.
Okay, let me look at some cards here. I feel like you were a maker, a builder of things. Like you worked with your hands a lot, either jewelry or clothes or something like that. Do you do that now?
No. I have a law enforcement background.
Well, it sure feels like you made things in the past and it was like an art for you. I'm looking at some cards here and I feel this sort of like justice thing, fairness, wanting to make things right. And that's another thing I think you're probably feeling a lot more in your life now. And I think you're going to even feel more of that returning. It's almost like in your capacity, you're getting more passionate about making things right, even becoming fearless in the process. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does.
Because it really does feel like you've got those things going on in your past life. One thing I think is, you know, you can know a lot about your past lives. They do affect us. But it's this life that we're living. It's this life that we gain and grow. And I just dropped some stones for you, and I feel like you're going through this period in the next couple of weeks where you're learning a lot more about your intuition, about your own dreams and hopes, and a lot more about your your investigative powers, how you can do more with your mind and your spirit, because it kind of goes along with making things. You're making progress this time in thinking outside the box. You've got a really inventive, creative streak in you. Do you know that? Like you are a detective. I was going to say like a detective. But and I think
well,
that's coming through for you.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It resonates. I don't work in law enforcement anymore. I'm retired from it. But, you know, I think that I am creative. I just don't always tap into it.
Yeah, well, we all do that. We all have sometimes more power than we allow ourselves to use. But as I tell people all the time, there's only so many years you'll live. There's only so fast you can drive. There's only so many pizzas you can eat. There's no limit to how much you can grow and evolve spiritually and mentally and psychically. So that's what I feel like you're in this regrowth of spirituality for yourself. I really do. I'm looking at some cards and some stones here I dropped for you just looking at that particular thing. You're about to bring a lot of luck to yourself because you're going to stop worrying about how the future is going to unfold and deal much more effectively with the present right before your eyes. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, sir, it does. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. Glad you call in, and I really admire you folks that go into the police work because we certainly do need you, and police have gotten a bad rap on a couple instances, but most of the police in the United States are pretty good people. They do protect us, and God bless you for doing your role, my dear.
Oh, well, thank you for that, and you're exactly right. You know. So,
oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You have a good evening,
have
sweetheart.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, we got a lot of callers, and we're trying to get to everybody, so y'all be patient with us. The screen here I'm working with is acting a little weird, so if I call us and get the same person twice, let me know. 765, are you with us?
Yes. Sorry. Yes, I am.
Well, you get to meet beautiful, smart, wise Patty.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Margie.
Hi, Margie. Thanks so much for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've
never
called here before, so I've listened, but I've never been able to get on, so I just kind of...
Yay, it's your lucky day. Yay.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
For the beginning of a lucky week and a lucky month and a lucky year.
Amen.
I like that. So do you have a specific question or subject matter?
Do I have to? I mean, do I need to?
No, you don't. I mean, I could just start saying whatever. I like sometimes having somebody at least tell me what area of the library they'd like me to look in.
Oh, okay.
You know, like relationship, work, love, health, career, you know, or past life or mediumship or whatever. But Well, anything, because I might go to the relationship library and you really wanted to go to the work library. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I always kind of wondered if past lives can affect your life in the present. Yes,
if they
I guess
can,
that's a yes.
Always.
Okay. Because I've just been so
often,
grumpy lately. It's unlike me. I mean,
you're grumpy?
I get grumpy.
Okay, let me look at this. Yeah, past life, to me, they usually do affect our relationships, affect our career, our life, because usually we're coming back, at least in my experience, there's lots of different truths, I think, but
mm-hmm.
in my experience, it's usually we're coming back to still finish off something or resolve something maybe that's undone. And
mm-hmm.
Sometimes what I've noticed on if the getting grumpy part's coming up, which I like this cute grumpy cat, is spirit might be nudging you a little much to like, okay, get this lesson already, and maybe you're not. Maybe you're going no, 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 no with your fingers
uh-huh.
in your ears,
yeah,
and not listening to something. So
mm-hmm.
think a little past the obvious right now, and is there something that's making you extra grumpy or something that it's probably not in your conscious mind? Our conscious mind is 3% of our mind. That other 97%,
mm-hmm.
that's what's tapping it, that unconscious stuff that we're not aware of. That's where all that
mm-hmm.
past life stuff is. So you've got to figure out what is causing that agitation. And it's interesting that you went for past life because that means it probably is past life. So can you tell me what is making you grumpy? If you had to, right or wrong, say something off the top of your head really fast.
People.
People. So your patience for people is waning.
Yes.
Okay.
And
are you
usually?
Finding...
I've always. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go on. Talk. Usually,
no.
You...
I just because I've usually been in past years. I'm just the most patient person. I mean, it takes a lot to get me irritated, irritable, whatever. And just in the last 3 or 4 years, maybe longer, maybe last 4 or 5 years, it's just been gradually. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that person did that. Oh, my God, it's just, and it's like, where is this coming from? I don't like it.
Okay. Patience is beautiful. Patience is a virtue. Patience is great. But I think sometimes what you confused as patience is a little bit of pushover. Does that make sense? You let people take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to let people take advantage of you anymore. And
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean you don't have to be patient. They're different subjects, and you've kind of put them together is what I've got. And you want to, so your spirit, your energy that wants you to start taking control and not being taken advantage of or not being a pushover of sort. Still have patience, still with patience for people, but that's what I'm getting. Something from a past life, it's kind of like nudging you in the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Does it feel right?
I'll I just know there's something.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm getting. Again, I think that you need to really, really claim your power. It has nothing to do with patience, but your patience, the patience is partly for yourself, for you speaking out for yourself, standing up for yourself. I think that's one of the lessons that you came in with. We usually have many, but that's
mm-hmm.
why people are irritating you, because you let people get away with stuff in a past life. You
mm-hmm.
And you let people get away with stuff in this life under the guise of you're nice or you're patient or more than anything
mm-hmm.
else, you want them to like you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So you still want them to like you, and there's nothing wrong with that. You still want to be patient. That's a virtue. We want that. But you need to find your own voice. And so your frustration, what I'm seeing, is coming out that it's against people. And, yes, people are really frustrating, so that's probably 100% valid, because people are frustrating and they do ridiculous things. But find out that beneath that is the frustration about yourself, and you're not being able to speak your truth, be your truth, and stand up for it. The more you start starting to do that, be that truth, stand up, speak your mind, they're still going to like you. Guess what? And if they don't, not everybody does, that's okay too. But that frustration with people is going to go. And another really good exercise to do while you're doing it, remember where we put our mind, where we put our thought process is where we live. period.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gary was saying, think positive versus thinking negative. So
mm-hmm.
when people are agitating you, if it's not something that you're looking deep, oh, wow, this is my issue on that, or, you know, they're just
mm-hmm.
not sitting there really literally nudging you into something, instead of you focusing on what's agitating that, what you're doing, we all do, it's like, oh, my
mm-hmm.
God, that woman doesn't shut up. Or,
mm-hmm.
my God, she said that story 14 times. Or, my God, they're so rude. Whatever it is, instead of focusing on that, because you are now feeding that. You are now focusing on that energy, and that is what
mm-hmm.
is affecting you. Find something good about them, one thing. As maybe the worst person in the world, maybe that's going to be, especially this really works at work. Like, oh, my God, this person is the big neg, the agitator. Find something good about them. Even if it's like, oh, there's nothing good but their shoes. Oh, they've got good shoes. Okay, wow, Betty has the coolest shoes. So guess what? You've just changed your attitude a tiny little bit about Betty. She's not just idiot Betty. She's idiot Betty with the good shoes. So
mm-hmm.
more than and whether you change your what you say to her, you might have the best poker face smile, and that may not change at all. But guess what? Your energy, you're actually feeling different about her. So she's actually going to start acting and reacting different for you because every
mm-hmm.
action has a reaction that way. And if you
yes.
just add little things to that, and so instead of focusing on that, just
mm-hmm.
make it a game. Again, I'm all about games. Turn it into this really fun thing. It's like, okay. They are the stupidest person I ever met, but, boy, they're funny. Okay, I'm going to focus on what's funny about them. And guess
mm-hmm.
what? Your agitation goes away. When your
mm-hmm.
agitation goes away, that's what it's all about. And that will help you open up that veil a little bit and take off that little blinders of what it really gets deep down, again, about you, that patience thing is really about you speaking your own truth. Sound good?
Yes, it does.
Ah, so have fun with it.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I think really that is what it is. So put some thought there, meditate on that, light a candle
mm-hmm.
on that, talk to your guides, talk to God, and just go, okay. And then when those agitations do arise, see if there's some kind of a pattern to what it is, and then see what's behind door number 3. It's usually not at all what you think it is.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, Margie, I cut you off for the last thank you, but I know you're appreciative. And, Patty, what you were talking about is techniques, decisions and techniques. You know, when we learn to, when we type, when we swim, when we drive, it's a technique. We take it for granted. But life is techniques. And what you're talking about is making a decision and using a technique. And that's, am I correct?
Yes, completely.
What it is. So.
Practical, easy. Because what I found is that, To make our shifts, we have to have, it's kind of got to be a combination of body and mind and spirit.
Absolutely.
It can't just be, we get the spiritual principle now or the religious principle, because that's principle. It can't just be our body change. It really has to be all three, body, mind, and spirit, or whatever words you want to use for those things. And as soon as you embrace all of them, that's when we really cause the real shift.
Absolutely. Beautiful, beautifully said, and I just love to hear you good advice. Your imagery is beautiful, and your wisdom is incredible. So, and remember, folks, you can find out about Patty. How to find out about you, Patty? Give us again your information. Is it pattynegri.com? Is that correct, Patty?
Pattynegri.com. That is it. PattyNegri.com. And again, you
okay.
can also find me at psychicsgonewild.com, on Facebook, like me, friend me. My YouTube page is going to have a lot of really amazing things coming soon.
All right. Well, you're an amazing woman, and we love being with you. We are moving to area code 661. Can you hear us, 661? Are you there, 661?
Hi, yeah, my name's Brandy.
Brandy, is that correct?
Hi.
Hi, how
yes.
can I help you? Would you like a general reading? You got a question?
Yeah, I wanted
What's
to
happening?
See what my career in finance.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to drop some stones for you. I haven't done that yet tonight. I've been using some cards. And this will cover 3 months, and I'll concentrate on career. I'll look at the stones that have to do with that. And, Brandy, all you have to do when it feels right, one time very clearly, is just say drop, okay?
Okay.
Whenever you say it, I'll drop the stones and tell you what
drop.
I see. You're ready to go. Well, I feel like you've got Venus, the Sun, the Love Stone right at the top. The Love Stone's kind of looking at the back, in the past. so what the Venus and the Sunstone mean, not only about relationships, but I feel it has the relationship for yourself to feel balanced and feel empowered. You're asking about a job, the stones that have to do with communication, empowerment, confidence, wisdom, applying what you know, thinking outside the box, feeling emotionally empowered and fearless. I swear, these are all making a big smile in the center. And in other words, it's saying, believe in yourself, stretch your parameters, follow through with confidence when you go talk to people who are potential employees, look them in the eye, stand out, tell them you're going to be the best person to the job, make sure they remember you, know you, don't just be another number, differentiate yourself, make them remember you. And as you do this, even if you have to practice with a couple interviews, you get better. So don't worry about the ones you don't get a call back on. Think of how much you've learned and how much you can grow and how much you can evolve, because that seems to be the key to you not only landing a job, but landing something that's exciting, that offers you new opportunities. And even if it's a kind of a standard job, you get a unique perspective at it.
Yeah, I've
a
got
fresh
one right
perspective.
Now.
Pardon me?
I do have one right now.
A job?
I do have a job right now.
Were you asking about a new job? Were you asking about a new job or new career?
Right.
Well, I feel like you're in this period of expansion and growth, and it all has to do with these stones I've said, with empowerment, thinking outside the box, learning what you know, and having the relationship with yourself on a whole new level, because that's really the selling point. If we have a good enough relationships with ourselves, which include with the universe, and this is not from a cocky, arrogant attitude, this is from a loving, open, wise, beautiful, non-strained attitude, we bring the universe in. And we have no idea how many miracles we can create once we allow ourselves to see a whole panorama, of possibilities rather than limitations. So I feel like this is one of the things you're going through, is breaking through a lot of old patterns and old modes and fears and so forth. And you're going to have a lot of luck around your place, your environment, and the future of your life from about the 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th week on. And I do feel like it's a real learning period for you, as far as confidence and stretching out and new intuition. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yeah, it does.
It really feels like the relationship to yourself. Are you in love right now?
No, I'm interested in that, too. No, I'm not dating anyone right now.
That's the first stones I saw, the love stone. Like I said, it was looking toward the past, and you want to turn that around, look toward the future. See your beauty. See your harmony. See how good you are. You know, everybody has pimples and bad breath, but we want to look at our strengths, not our weaknesses. And I know that because I made a career in music with, like I said, the crappiest voice in the industry. believe in yourself, open up these new ports, challenge yourself, become fearless, and that's a lot of what you're learning so you can bring love back in your life. First thing I felt was the love stone. And, yes, you are going to find a new mate for yourself. And it feels like a very strong person that respects you, that likes you. So be confident enough to draw it to yourself. Let it happen. Does that make sense, girl?
Yeah, does that feel relatively soon? It's been a while.
No, I think it's going to be, you have to kind of polish up in these next couple months. But I feel like it's right after these next couple months. Yeah, I do. I feel like this next couple months is you polishing up your confidence, your belief, your beauty, that sort of thing, learning how to think outside the box, being real expressive, being free of these past fears and doubts. And that opens you up to where you're a polished package with your interior light on full blast, and that makes you irresistible. It really does. You think of it that way. You think of it that way, and that's what that's what you're learning, how to get over your fears, and that's gonna allow you to hit the home run you've been wanting to. You with me?
Yeah, that's very true. I've been trying to get over my fears. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what you're learning. I can see it real dominant here. And the first stone was the love stone looking backwards. So you look forward. Form this relationship with yourself that's more empowering. and you'll see the rewards. There's Mars outside the circle, and it's standing up. This stone is standing up. It usually doesn't stand up. So it feels like a very strong, good personality. And you just prepare yourself for raising your standards within yourself. Not of fear, but of confidence and power and beauty. Hope that helps you, my dear.
All right. It does.
All right,
thank you so much.
You go with it, my dear. You go with it. And God bless you.
Okay.
And both Patty and I really enjoy all you callers tonight. We're going to try to get to everybody, so be patient with us. Some of y'all have been on for a while, so be patient. We are trying to get to everybody. And this is, let me see, this is 216. Are you with us, 216?
Hello?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Sharon. How are you this evening, both of you, Patty and
Sharon? Hi, Sharon.
Patty?
Hello. How's it?
We're good. So how can we help you today, Sharon? Do you have a specific question? Or
I do, Patty. Do you see me finding employment soon?
Finding employment soon.
I know. My contract job ended about, 10 days ago.
Okay.
I'm sure you feel the stress.
Yeah, I feel the stress. Have you been thinking about doing something slightly, I don't know if you have a regular field, something different? I'm getting a big idea in your head, and that kind of coming into fruition, very left-brainy reasoning, like this would be good, and looking there. What I see, certainly something's going to come, it's going to make you happy. And it's your belief system, your sense of integrity, your honesty, your who you are that gets you that job. It's going to make you stand out as much as your skills and ability, which are there too. But it's that thing that makes you special that you don't always show to people, that strong belief system that you have in life.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I've just been so discouraged lately. You're right, though, Katie. I've been going a little bit to the left. Oh, it's still a little bit in my field, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? You can always do that. But, yes, the past couple of months I have. I've been contracting but looking for permanent, obviously. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, be lucky and be happy that you've been having the contract stuff along the way. I don't see you getting into dire straits, and I think you need to stop worrying about that because the worry doesn't help anyway. The stress.
Okay.
Breathe into it. You know, when your emotions get in the way, go run your hands underwater. Just go take a shower if you have time. Otherwise, just run your hands underwater. When you start overthinking, do some deep breathing. Do some vowel sounds. Clear up the head. Get a clear picture of both sides. What you want
You're
to do,
so
what you
right.
need to do.
Overthinking. It's so perfect. You're right.
Yeah. So do that. You're going to – I'm not seeing any big – thing coming up. It's just your worry that's getting in the way. I see something that's coming up making very happy. That little bit of an idea that I see in you, like this little seed ready to, that you're thinking about something, like you're saying, looking to the left or looking to the whatever. Flesh that out a little bit. Maybe even go a little further to the left or to the right of what that is.
I know.
Because I'm seeing a bit of a shift in it. It's going to make you really happy.
It's going to happen by the end of the summer, isn't it?
So. Yeah, I keep hearing three. Let's go 3 weeks. Probably not 3 days. Could be 3 months. But could be on the third. I don't know what the three means, but that's what Spirit said. I'm not real good with dates, or I know Gary does
know.
Better with the throws of things. But
it will be this year. How's that?
yes, it will be this year, and this year is half over. Look at that. No, I think it's going to be much before the end of this year. Again, I think something is getting ready to come in. So just expand your search and really, really breathe into it. Know that you are a catch for any company coming in. They're going to be lucky to have you with your work ethic, with your sense of self, with your ability, with what you put into it. That what I was talking about, that your belief system, let people see that. You hide that away a little tiny bit.
I know, I have been, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so discouraged. Do you get to the point? I know. All right, Patty, anything else? I thank you so much for answering. Oh, gosh.
No, I got it. No. But really take heed in what I say, that The water element is your emotions. Think of it. Water, 90% of our body, 90% of the planet. When you're getting that, I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm a victim, justified or not, doesn't matter. Really, go to a sink. Turn on the water. Ask God, Spirit, Higher Self, Universe, whatever word you use. Just say, with this water, I'm going to release this angst, this victim, this sadness, this anger, this frustration. Watch it run down the drain, and in 30 seconds, it'll drift away so
never
you can think, go
that.
Clearly.
Good,
yeah.
Never good technique. I never thought of that technique. Wow.
Yeah, because it's literal, visceral, water for water. It's chemical. The water element, I work very shamanistic, air, fire, water, earth, air, fire, water, earth. If you put your whole life into that, your earth is your grounding, your sense of safety, what makes your house, your apartment, your home, the woman's womb, this fire, passion, creativity, God, sex, lust, art is fire. Water is emotions. Like I said, 90%
emotion,
air.
Yeah.
Your air, that's your intellect. That's your thinking brain. That's your reasoning brain, that rationing. You've got a good one. You just get in your own way. You chatter, 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 second guess. What do they think about it? So all this beautiful energy, instead of just moving forward, it's going spin, spin, spin. So remember that. Water for emotions and then air. Hekas, toning, vowel sounds will give you clarity. So, again, that chatter brain is going, or fog. We girls get foggy. Everybody gets foggy. Can't focus, or you really want to be clear on that next interview. Again, you need that intent. Ask God, Spirit, Higher Self, Universe. Okay, with this 30 seconds of deep breathing, this is pneuma, life force. Without breath, we have nothing. That's air element. That's our thought. So 30 seconds, literally going vowel sounds, any form, just like in church, you go, amen. Yoga class, you go, oh, and it resonates through your whole body. That'll give you clarity. Okay, God, give me clarity. Turn up, no one has to hear you. Turn up the radio, lock yourself in your car or the bathroom. All of a sudden, within 30 seconds, that chatter starts to stop. The fog lifts, the clarity comes in. And then you can just think straight, finding that balance. It's the west and the east, the water and the air that messes up our horizon line a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have fun with it. My thing of the day is make it a game. You're going to be fine. I get that you've always been fine.
I land on my feet. I know. I've just been. It's just been. Yeah, you're right. But still, you know.
But.
It's not nice. I know. I don't want to land on my feet. I want to excel.
Amen, girl.
Again, like I said at the beginning of the night, easy as you allow it to be, hard as you make it. So make that your goal. Every breath, every step, from the time you wake up, you're excelling. Not you're going to. Not that you want to. You are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Have fun.
Goodbye.
Again, Sharon,
goodbye.
Just as she was saying, decisions and techniques. Yes, life is techniques. So God bless you, Sharon.
Both of you. Thank you. Your ratings are great. I like listening to them. Thank you, okay?
Oh, we love doing it. We just hope we can get to everybody. We're going to try.
Yep.
I'm going to take 813, and then we've got a caller here. Someone in the chat room I wanted you to address, Patty.
Okay. I haven't looked at the chat room lately. Okay.
813, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole, how can I help you? You have a question? Would you like a general reading? What's up with you, my dear?
Well, this week has been very overwhelming. I have some, like, home issues I'm going through, and I just found out today my grandfather has only 2 weeks to live, and he lives in another state, and I live in Florida. He lives in Maryland. And my heart's just kind of, my soul, my heart's just kind of, like,
okay,
you know,
Nicole, let's do this. Let me tell you what I see over the next couple months. And I can't get into too much detail in just a few minutes, but I will try to, I'll tell you what I see. And all you have to do, one time, very clearly, is say, drop. I drop these 16 stones, and I'll read them like a cloth. Okay, Nicole?
Yes.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
You're ready to go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You are, the stone you have in the very top, is the sun stone, and Jupiter's next to it. So it's kind of, you are looking at the past, and it has affected you emotionally and a lot of things. But we live only this moment and forward. And I know it sounds easy. Everything's easier said than done. But as you go through this next week or two, open yourself up to spirituality. It's a technique. Neptune, right next to the luck stone, the love stone, the Venus and Uranus. This is showing you want a breakout, you want a lot of change, you want a fresh experience. Remember, you can't change anybody, or you can't always change the situation. And people have their own, people you love have their own karma to go through. But you can look at it from a very empowered point of view rather than everything was better in the past and I'm drained. Shift your consciousness. It's a direct decision and technique. And as you do that, consistently, just as Patty was saying a while ago, with every thought, every breath, no matter what happened up to this moment, you can change the momentum of it and become more fearless, become more helpful, become more expansive. There's a lot of issues in your life. I can see this right here. But the way you start dealing with it is just believing that, okay, I'm going to change my focus. Everything in life is a cycle. There are cycles. There's no way around it. There's night, day, love. Everything is a cycle. So that's part of it. However, we do have more power than we believe. And I feel like you haven't believed it enough about your power. And that's why the Sunstone is at the very top next to Jupiter, saying, stop looking at the past, at opportunities and fears and doubts, and use all your determination with the universe, with God, with spirit, of how you're going to rebalance yourself. And that helps you become much more effective in everything. And it helps you help other people. It helps you deal with the illness, the passing. It helps you deal with a lot of decisions you're making. It's not overnight. But it's and it's not a button or a switch, it's a process. But as you engage fully with your heart, mind, and soul, as Patty was saying, you're going to start realizing these next couple weeks, bit by bit by bit, just like learning the piano, you're going to learn to play the right notes. You're going to learn to feel the right things. Let go of your fears. Let go of the things you can't change. Let go of your doubts and start grabbing onto where your power is, because that not only helps you, it helps other people. And it's, like I said, it's not a process. I mean, it's a process, not a switch. But as you do that, by the third and fourth and fifth week here, you're going to realize how much you've learned. You're going to have a whole new sense of power. You're going to have a whole new sense of commitment about the process of putting your doubts and fears behind you. You're going to be able to move away from the past and what you can't do into what you can do and how you can make things work. And it's that's why you're going through this heaviness. That's why you're going through this confusion, so you can learn the opposite. You never get knocked down. You never learn how to get up. You never go through a challenge. You never learn how to be strengthened. You never go through doubt. You'll never learn how to conquer doubt. So look at everything right now, no matter what happened up to this moment, is thank God, it's a blessing. I'm going to see the other side of this. And apply that technique and don't let go. And don't strain yourself at it. It's just Patty was saying, let the universe heal you, feel it, feel good, feel determined, because it is going to bring you a lot of results probably sooner than you even believe. And toward the end of this 3-month period, you're going to have a completely different view of the world. You really are. So don't shortchange yourself. You're going through this in order to improve your own spirituality, which does affect practical things in your life. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, I think the other part of it is 20 years ago, my grandfather's wife passed away from cancer, and she was like my best friend.
That's okay. Use her as a spirit. Bring her into your life as a spirit. Really?
Yeah.
She wants to talk. As soon as you mentioned that, I could feel her saying, let me talk to you. And she doesn't have lips. She doesn't have a mind. She doesn't have a body. She has a spirit. She has to talk to you in signs and feelings. It's subtle. It's subtle.
I was wondering I was wondering if anybody can get a hold of her, see if she has any messages for me.
You can, girl. You can do it. We've got a couple more callers. I'm going to have to move on, Nicole, but you think about that. About it. Just the opposite of everything you felt. Fear, loss, think of just the opposite. As soon as you mentioned your aunt, or I forgot,
I felt these
souls trying to communicate with you, and that's why the sun's at the very top. I know you've got a lot of confusion, but look how much strength you can gain out of it. Just change the game. Change the game right now. God bless you, Nicole.
God bless you.
Bye.
Wish we had a little more time. We've had a lot of callers tonight, and we certainly enjoy all you callers. Patty, are you looking at the chat room here?
I have been typing away like
all
crazy.
All right. You are typing away. Do you have anything to say, or I guess it's just typing?
Yeah,
you may not
and I saw anybody in the chat room and had a fight with her friend Bob, and they haven't talked to each other. She doesn't want to call him because he hurt her. But to me, it's like, what is a relationship worth? It's not, if he did something wrong, it's not saying it's all right. But if the relationship's worth it, and you contact him and say you were very hurt, and you're going to find out that there is a big misunderstanding and he is hurt too, and you have to deal with it. Is the friendship or relationship or whatever kind of relationship worth discussing it? If you can't take the high road and initiate it, then it's not even worth it to you. If you're going to wait till he calls, you be the take the high road. Take the high road if you want
absolutely.
It to work.
Absolutely. We've got just a couple more minutes here, and this is 843. Are you on 843?
Yes, I am.
What's your name, brother?
Dominic Shepard.
Didn't get you, but I'm going to connect you with Magic Patty.
Yeah, I didn't hear your name either. What was your name?
Dominic.
Hi, Dominic. Nice name.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Do you have a real quick question? Because we don't have very much time.
I've got about 10,000 questions.
Okay, I can only do 9,999 or one.
Right, yeah, listen, I'm going to give you about three or four questions in one question. You could just pick out the way it wants to go. Okay, listen. I've been broken up with an ex-girlfriend for close to 8-10 months now. I'm still madly in love with this woman, even though we have no communication. I am taking care of a 100-year-old grandmother who is on the downhill of life, and I'm financially out of it because I've been helping take care of her. I just applied for a job, and it looks like I got it. So can you just give me an overall of what you feel
is
happening?
I think the job thing looks good. I think that job or a different job, something coming in to really change you out of it.
Is it this job or another job? You feel this job? I interviewed today.
This job felt really good. My first thing was this job. So a really good chance it's this job. If it's not just this job, there's another one right there.
That's the only one I applied for. So, okay, go on to the next one.
Yeah, so that looks really, really good. You've still got some battle going on that with something definitely, like I was just typing to Anne, with this relationship with this person you're in love with, there's a big old elephant in the room with it. So there's still something that you haven't dealt with her and vice versa. Do you know what that is?
No, I've tried to contact her a little bit. I sent her a few little, no loving messages, you know, like I sent her daughter a happy birthday text and no reply at all.
Okay, well, that's what I said, because there's something undealt with. There's something, some hurt, some misunderstanding. I was just typing, some miscommunication. Again, it's like the elephant in the room is what I'm seeing. So
right.
If... it's worth it to dig a little deeper and not just say happy birthday or whatever, or some flowers, just like, okay, I realize this is the situation and this is this. And it's not in a little text or a little note. Do you have access to her to talk to her, to call her at least?
I do not. I do have a phone number for her, but I did call once and she ignored the phone. I left her a little message, you know, hey, I'd like to say hi and make sure things are going well, and no reply. I don't want to push. I know you don't have much time. She is quite a few years younger than I am, but she lets a 11-year-old daughter, I'm sorry, run her life. If her daughter says, Mom, I don't want you going out with him, I don't like him, or anything like that, Mom, I want you to break up with him, she goes, okay, and she listens to her daughter. And, you know, our last communication was, you can't let a child run your life.
Okay, so you're being judgmental of her. So I'd break up with you, too. But, again, saying you were wrong, not saying that you did, but in how you say, nobody, you can't say any, but you can't, you shouldn't, you didn't. Just say there's other options.
Well, they weren't my exact words, but I was just giving you
overall. I know, but see, she feels betrayed. She feels betrayed by you, and she's always going to picture her daughter over a man. That's just what mothers do.
Absolutely, and I had to cut you off, Dominique, because we've only got about 25 seconds left. So y'all check in next week. Really do. Check out Patty Negri, PattiNegri, and Gary Wimmer, GaryWimmer on Psychics Gone Wild or Google us. Patty, another pleasure. I will talk to you soon, my dear. God bless.
Thank you all.
Stay beautiful.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. Have a good week, folks. Have a good weekend. Be happy.